Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yom. My name is Yitzchak Atchelom. We're now at the final Mishnah, Mishnah Tet of the fifth Perek of Masechet Gittin. And after this podcast, we will return completely to the issues relating to Gittin. We have one more of the issues of Darkei Shalom and Tikkun Olam to deal with, and that is Mashelet Isha L'Chaverta Chashuda L'Shvi'it. A woman can lend to her friend, even though the friend is suspected of working land and using perot shvi'it. Nafau kvar aver echai mitanur. She can lend her tools, sifters and mills and ovens, things that she needs in which she's going to be using the food. Avalot tavor lo titchanima. But she can't mill with her or grind with her. In other words, she's not allowed to help her out with that. Eshet chaver. Now, who's a chaver? Chaver is somebody who's careful about tumot masrot and about tumah v'tahara. His wife, Mashallah, the Ishat Am Haaretz, Nafau Kfarai, she can lend to the wife of an Am Haaretz a sifter. She can sift with her and do those kind of things. But the minute that water is put into the mix, she has to walk away from it. Then she can't touch. Why? And the ruling, the reason behind all of this is, we do not support people who are sinning. So this woman, this Ishat Am Haaretz, who is both suspected of not being careful about Shemot Masrot, but also about Tumah, we don't want to support that. And the minute the water goes in, we'll see this in the Gemara. The whole reason that we say you may do the first steps in each case is Darkei Shalom. You can help non-Jews when they're working during Shemitah, but not Jews. And you can greet them, non-Jews, even Nedarkei Shalom. We'll see what the issue is here. Now, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. Why is the Reisha different than the Seifa? The Reisha in which we say the woman cannot work with her at all, and the Seifa in which we say she can work with her until the water goes in. Amar Abaye, so Abaye is the first take. Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asrin Hain. Most Amei Aretz do separate Trumot to Ma'asrot, and therefore she can work with her with the stuff, but shvit is a much bigger problem. The problem in the second case is that one of working with somebody who's not separating trumot to masorot, Abaye says most of them do. Rav Amar, Hachamam Aretz to a mayor, Vatuma Dutara Adurabanan. He sees kind of a split. He says the definition of an Amaretz, which is subject to Machloket and Sugin Brachot and Sota and several other places, according to Rameyer, is one thing, and tumatar v'tahara d'rabbanan, meaning the Tanya, ezom haaretz, kol sheino ochel chulav b'tahara, divrei Rameyer. Rameyer says an am haaretz is somebody who does not eat regular food b'tahara. It's a very high level. Chom omrim kol sheino maaser perotav. Chom say no, it's somebody who doesn't take maasrot. Alright, so that means that the issue here is one of tumah v'tahara. But v'hamanik tani sev mishtatil tamayim lo tigayima, but in the seifa, when we said she may work with her, there it said that the minute water comes in, she may no longer. So that sounds like that's about Tumah V'Tahara. Michal Dereisha La B'Tumah V'Tahara Askinan. It sounds like the Reisha where we forbade everything was not about Tumah V'Tahara. So the answer is Reisha V'Sefer B'Tumah V'Tahara. They're all about Tumah V'Tahara. V'Reisha B'Tumah Chulin, Sefer B'Tumah Chala. The Reisha is talking about Chulin, and that's for Meir's issue. And we're ruling not like Reb Meir. And therefore you're, like her mayor, and therefore you're not allowed to work with her. And the other one is Tumat Chala that they're more careful about. Now, we have a challenge to that ruling. Or mini, Tochaninu mafkidin etzel ochle shvi'it v'etzel ochle perotein bitumah. You're allowed to grind and then to leave your perot with people who eat shmita food, and also people who eat perot bitumah. Avalolo ochle shvi'it, Velol ochle perotein bituma. But you're not allowed to work with the produce of people who do that. In other words, you're allowed to be mafkid them, but you're not allowed to use the produce of such people. Right? So now, Amar Baye. So that seems to be against our Mishnah. We're talking there about a Kohen who is suspected of eating his Truma Betuma. In that case, we're talking about Tuma Doraita, where certainly you cannot support. If that's the case, then why are you allowed to be Mafkidin, as we saw in the beginning of that Baraita? We challenge that mafkidin truma etzel Yisrael amaretz v'lo etzel kohen amaretz. You're allowed to leave truma with an Yisrael amaretz, who, by the way, will not eat truma, but not with a kohen amaretz, who, of course, will eat truma, but he may eat a betuma. He's not very careful about it. Alright, so you're not allowed to be mafkid with a kohen who eats betuma. From ilach, my asking was going to be klicheres and mukav tzimid patil. We're talking about when it's inside a klicheres that is covered with the proper covering that keeps it from getting tuma. Avalechu shema tzitena ishto, tzitena ishto nida. Why are we concerned that perhaps his wife, who's a nida, will move the kli in such a way that'll make it tome? Avirmi alokashi came up with a better solution. Kan perot shuchshuru, kan perot shalo huchshuru. When are we allowed to be mafkid it? When it's perot that didn't yet get wet and therefore can't get tuma. When are we not mafkid it? Stuff that did get wet. Or minu, and we challenge that by saying, hamoli chitin latochen kuti o latochen amaretz, if you bring wheat to a miller who was a kuti or was an amaretz, hare elu b'chazkatan l'maser l'shvit, we assume that he's going to return the same stuff back to you, and therefore the mu'usar, there is no kshashvit. Havalo the tuma. However, we cannot rely that the stuff didn't become tame. In other words, he's going to give you back the same stuff, but it may become tame. Hi, my room. So why is that a challenge? Didn't we say that perot shelo hukshuru is not a problem? And perot shelo hukshuru, in other words, the wheat is dry and didn't get wet, then you could give it to him because he's going to give you back the same stuff and it couldn't get tome. So why did you even ask from that one on the other? Because we wanted to bring another challenge. We said in that statement that we assume that this fruit that you're getting back is muhzak to be musar as you gave it to him. We're not concerned that he switched it for something else. Or amino, we had a challenge to that, which is hanotein lachamoto. Person gives fruit to his mother-in-law. He has to be ma'aser when he gives it to her, and when he gets it back, he has to be ma'aser again. Why? Right, lachlof. She is suspected of switching. Why? She wants her daughter to get along well, and she's embarrassed in front of her son-in-law to tell him that she mixed the stuff up, and therefore she gives it back to him without telling him. Therefore, he has to separate trumot to masrot, which means we are only concerned where a family member or artist, whoever it is, a storekeeper, whoever it is going to switch the stuff only if there's a good reason to think so, not automatically. Aren't we concerned in general? If you give food to an innkeeper, again, you have to be maaser with the stuff you give her, and when you get it back, you have to be maaser again. Because she switches, she takes this guy's stuff, that guy's stuff, she switches them. The answer is Hata Muria Vamra. There she is more ahead there. She rationalizes it by saying, should this student who gave it to? Does this student eat good hot stuff? Ana echol kir, and I should eat cold stuff. So she switches. She rationalizes. He's staying in my place. I should get his food. V'akata de'alma lo chashinan. But aren't we concerned in general? We're finding that we're only concerned where the person who we think might have switched it is somebody who's in a position to rationalize why they did it, but not just them. V'atanya eshet chaver tochenet im eshet amaretz bizman she tmeah. An eshet chaver is allowed to grind with an eshet amaretz if she's tmeah. Because the stuff's tame anyways. Even when she's tameah, she shouldn't. Because the friend switches with her. So hashta migan of ganva chalufa lo michlafa. In other words, the idea is that this other person is going to steal it. So certainly she's going to switch it. So Yosef hatam namori v'amra. The same thing there. She's being more ahead there. She's rationalizing because she's saying Torah midishe ka'achil. Sure, eats from his threshing. In other words, I'm working for her. I'll eat some of the stuff, and then I'll give her back some other stuff. In other words, she rationalizes it. I'm milling for her. All right, so, hey, Rabbi Yossi ben HaMashulam, Mishum Rabbi Yochanan, Achiv, Shema, Mishum Rabbi Loza, ben Chisma. Ein osin chalat amaretz b'tahara. You're not allowed to separate the chalat amaretz and work with it b'tahara. Sin esat chula b'tahara, but it's chulin, you can. Now tell him, you could separate kedei chala from it and put it into some sort of a container. When he comes to take it, notel et shtehen ve'no choshesh. He could take both of them, the am haaretz and he could take both the chala and the regular stuff, and the stuff from which he was notel. Again, truma of his olives you can't do b'tahara. And I'll tell him, "Ana kadei truma u'menicha b'chilav shel chaver." You can put it in the kin of chaver. Haaretz litol. I'll tell shteihem v'ino choshesh. Let him take both of them. It's not your job. The time of my yochal mishum kadei chayav de gabal, because you have to let the guy who mixes the stuff make a living. Mishem kedechayav de badad, of the guy who crushes the olives. Utsricha di yashmin and gabal, why do we need both cases of the wheat and of the olive press guy? If I was said about the wheat, mishum de lo nafish aga, doesn't get a lot of money. Aval badad, de nafish igre, he makes a lot of money, the olive guy emalo. Shem badad, mishum de lo shchiachle, it's not very common. Aval gabal, shchiachle, wheat is happening all the time, emalo, so maybe we shouldn't ignore it. In this case, the amarts, tsricha, the truth is you're allowed to do it in both cases. Now, Amamar Notel, Emanakadechal Menichabich Vishavan Chute, he put it in this basket. Marsli told, Notel Shtein Menochoshesh. Vlechushtum Nagaba, why are we concerned that he touched it? Temrino Lechazi, Inagatba Hadra Latifla. You tell him, if you touch it, it's going to become Tevel again, and then you don't have any bread you can eat. Vlechushtum Alechpatle, maybe he doesn't care about Tevel. The answer is, Hashtamut Kunimachamachavin, Michpatle Echpatle. What are you thinking? He's coming to you and asking you to separate it for him. Of course he cares. So I'm Amar, not tell him Manaka de Truma Manicha Bachilav Shel Chaver, Shabamat Zlitol Ntel Shtehen Reuchoshesh. Again, we said with the Zaytim, you put it in the Kelim and the separate Kelim. Velechush Dilma Nagaba, aren't we concerned he touched it? Mahatam Eatle Hekera, Hachama Hekera Eatle. Here, there's no Heker because not in any special kind of vessel. It's in the Chaver's vessel. They put it in some lowly kind of vessel. B'chle avanim, stone vessel, b'chle adama, pottery. So why does it have to be a chaver's? So achinami kamar, you're right. It says, b'chelim shalom arts, we in the ishtamesh ben chaver. Kelim that can never become tamel. B'chle avanim, even if they belong to manarets, they could be used by a chaver. So those are the kind of kelim you put them in. Therefore, they're marked off clearly, and the amarets comes and takes it, and you're not worried that somebody else will take it. Now, machzikni de'akum ishvit. Machzikin, since when are you allowed to help them? Rav Divin Bar Shishna Mishmei Derav, Ein Odrini Ma'akum Mishvit, you're not allowed to rake with them. And Koflin Shalom Lov Dekocham, you're not allowed to give them a big shalom. So Lotzricha Lameim Rolau Lachzuki Ba'alma, you're allowed to say, good work. Ki Ad Rav Yehuda Amar Lahui Achzuku. Rav Yehuda would say to the guys, be strong, Rav Sheshna Amar Lahem, Asharta, Shkoyach, good work. You give them a little encouragement while they're working. Rav Chista used to go out of his way to say shalom to the pagans even before they greet him. And he would say shalom to the master. He'd greet them with kavod. All right, so now the question is, at the end of the Mishnah, it says you can greet them. If you're allowed to help them, shalom ishloman evaya, you need it to be taught that you can say hello to them and greet them properly. The point is, it's talking here about one of the pagan festivals. You're not allowed to go into a pagan's house on his festival and give him shalom, because he's gonna associate it with this festival and he's gonna thank his God for that. If you bump into him in the shuk on his festival, you kind of in an undertone and sort of a bitter way, because hello. So the point is that nonetheless you do have Nedar Kishalom. They were sitting. Chalif Azal Gneva, the famous Gneva, who was a bit of a troublemaker to the rabbis, but his Jewish fellow, came by. Amalei Chad Lachavrei, so Rav Huna Chesed Rav Chista, vice versa, said, Neko Mikamei Bar Uriyanhu. We have this in Sota also. He said, let's stand up in his presence because he's a Ben Torah. Amalei Kamei Palgon Neko, but this guy's a big Baal Machloket. Should we stand up in front of him? By that time, Gneva got to them. Amar lahu, Shloma aleichu malki, Shloma aleichu malki. Shalom aleichem to you, my kings. Amrulayim, and alach to rabbanon yikru malchum lachim. How do you know the rabbis are called kings? Amar lahu, dechtivka, says the pasuk, bim alachim imlochu. The Torah says, through me, kings rule. Amrulayim, and alach to chavlin and shloma lamalki, since when do you know that you greet a king twice? I'll quote Rav, who said, Shalom, Shalom, Lachad David, Shalom, Lachad Ben Ishai, etc. You see the whole pasuk on the page. So when you greet David with two shaloms, so they said to him, why didn't you have something to eat? I'll quote Rav to you also. So you see, he was a Bar Uriyan. A man is not allowed to eat anything until he feeds his animals. I will give food to your animals. And then it says, you will eat. And indeed, that's all. You have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. He hadn't fed his animals, so he refused to eat. So they learned some very important lessons from Geneva about whom they were divided, whether or not to honor. In any case, we have completed Baruch Hashem our study of Masechet of the fifth parak, and we're going to go back for the last four parakim into Gittin with the sixth parak in the next podcast. Everyone should have a wonderful day.